Welcome to Meeple to Meeple, uniting players from around the world. A 30-minute exploration of PJ and Gareth's board game experiences from across both sides of the Atlantic. Each episode, they share their thoughts and opinions on the world of board games, including their favourite themes, games, hot topics, and much, much more.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 41. And let me just say, welcome to the Rococo era, where Louis the 15th reigns in France, and it's the height of fashion. You guessed it. We're going to talk about the long-awaited conversation, Rococo, the deluxe edition by Eagle Griffin Games. I, as always, am PJ.
And I'm Gareth, looking forward to talking about Rococo.
Rococo!
We've talked about this game, I think, on numerous episodes in the last 40. And I think we thought we'd just do a one-shot talking about this amazing high deluxe components, typical for Eagle Griffin Games. If you've seen any of those, I guess any of the Vitao games, It's in the same size box, the same level of components, beautiful. And you get to make clothes.
And jewelry.
And jewelry. Which you either are going to use to sell the clothes to people who need them for the balls, or you're just going to sell them and rent them out for cash. Sell them for cash.
Right. Exactly. You and I have been talking about wanting to set aside time to have a discussion about this game. And for those of our dedicated listeners, you've heard us. Here it is. This game took, I think, both of us. It grabbed us by the horns, metaphorically.
It was one of those games that, because this is like the deluxe edition, the right. Original, which is like 2020. The original came out in 2013.
Yes.
And weirdly, the box art and the theme at that point, I was not interested.
No, not at all.
It's weird, isn't it? Weird how like a reprint or just a change of art style puts the game in focus. I mean, it's a 2-5 player game. It's not overly complicated, which is one of the things I love about this game, actually it's very easy to teach. Kind of 3 out of 5, kind of its weight.
3.04, I believe.
And we play this, I think I've only ever played this 2 players.
Me too.
Oh. So, yeah. You know, it says it's best with 3, but right. I mean, we get this done in about an hour as well. It's pretty fast. Yes. It doesn't hang around on the table too long. And yeah, I mean, it's not a cheap game. It's one of those because of the production values. But yeah, you're basically a distinguished tailor, basically looking to gain prestige. You've got employees who you're going to play one of those to the table and carry out the actions.
And if you like deck builders, that's the deck builder component.
Because
your staff.
Yeah, because your staff have kind of got different symbols. You've got, I guess, the masters. I think they've got gold thimbles.
Yep.
Then you've got silver and you've got bronze. And I guess the guys at gold can do any space, whether the guys in the bronze thimble is going to do some of the more, I guess, simpler tasks like gathering cloth and materials, those kind of things.
That's like your apprentice, right?
Apprentice, yeah.
Yeah, go get me some fabric.
Yeah, and each round, basically, you're looking to gather fabric, gather thread, ruffles, silk, I think it is. And then there's different dress styles that come up, different combinations of those, which has kind of got like a, not a bidding mechanic, but the longer you leave it, the cheaper they are, but other people are going to snatch them. So a little bit of set collection, collecting the right goods to convert, I guess, all collecting orders. And then, there's different cards every round, and the game is run through a timer of these extra cards you buy. So every round, those cards appear. End of round, those cards are gone forever. So you really are trying to grab them as you can, but you only get, is it 3 cards a turn to play out of the 5?
So you only get 3, but if you hire a new worker, they go right into your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
For use immediately. So, absolutely.
Yeah. Timing is everything.
And then there's an expansion that came with the game when we bought it. that added the jewelry.
Yeah, so I've not played that. So how's that?
Okay, so when you, so either, you know, as you know, you're building either a night, evening gown or a men's frock coat. And there, and it's Rococo. So if anyone knows the Rococo art style, oranges and lime greens and bright blues, pinks. So if you do the gown in pink, you make the matching pink necklace to go with it.
Okay, I need to try this. So it's not too much complexity.
For men, it's like a ring. For women, right, it's like a necklace. And it gives you bonus points when you place them in the hall, which is cool. This is very cool. And the pieces are, yeah, like you said, like the plastic ruffles.
And, ruffles, yeah.
And plastic white ruffles, the metal coins are amazing. And, yeah, and that's that comes with the game. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, I mean, that there's a...
Yeah, I mean, we have the only thing we've done is we have sleeved them because the cards are heavily used. But it's one of those games that, yeah, anyone says I want to play, I'm like, yep, I'll teach this.
Absolutely.
Yep. It's just a beast of a box. So it's one of those games you don't generally take on the move.
No,
our other episode on the games on the move. But yeah, so you are collecting fabrics. You're making dresses or frock coats, but you also get a chance to decorate the ballrooms. And there's, I'm going to say five ballrooms on the board. Maybe six. One, two, three. Maybe six.
I think in my head. Is there six?
Might be seven. I think. And they've got different scoring.
The board is huge.
I mean, it's huge. Yeah.
And the hall takes up the bulk of it. So if we're wrong about the number of halls,
it doesn't matter. But you are, so each of the halls has got different scoring. It's like I've got majority scoring. If you've got the most of the people wearing your clothes, you get bonus points for if you've got the most decorations. And then the one of my favorite bits is that you can position people up on to score on the balcony where there's a fireworks display at the end.
Yes.
And that, if you get that right, which is basically each of the dresses you've made, costumes you've made, has got points, but you can get a multiplier. And those spaces are quite limited and they're quite expensive to influence. So once you're in there, that can often be one of those sort of game adjustments. If you haven't quite kept up, bam, 12, 15, 20 points. It's generally quite close. Every game we've played, it's been 5 or 6 points.
Yes. So you play one of your cards, which your staff members, to take a corresponding action. When you build a gown or a frock, you have the option of selling it right away for the points, or putting it in one of the 6 or 7 or 5 halls, whichever
looking,
it is.
I'm looking.
Right? So there's and that's what's interesting too, because there's a little bit of area control, because you're trying.
Yeah.
Because whoever has, you have like a little wooden chit that you put on the gown to say, I designed this.
Yes.
And at the end of the game, right, we score each hall. Who has the most, like who's, it's not really who has the most. It's how many people are wearing your.
Yeah, it's that influence. Right? I mean, you want to be seen in the latest fashion.
Exactly.
By PJ. I mean, who wouldn't want to be dressed? I mean. In that style of garish pink and blues.
I don't
a bit
know.
Like a anyway. Mardi Gras at this rate.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it kind of reminds me of that a little bit. So yeah, each hall gets scored and it's like, oh, well, PJ's people, you know, people are wearing PJ, you know, or they're wearing Gareth, whoever. And you get so many points, and then second place is so many points, et cetera, et cetera. And then at the end is the main hall, where Louis the 15th's kind of throne or whatever.
Like throne, yeah, yeah.
And that's when you move them up to the balcony to see the fireworks after you score the hall. So it's like you've scored the halls and you've gotten your points, and now we're going to go out on the balcony and look at the fireworks.
It's like the special guests, the extra influence to go and hang out and observe the fireworks.
Because it's not about you, the designer. It's about the influence of the upper class,
yes, the prestige.
Wearing you, yeah.
Your name in the back, And yeah, it's, I find it's usually pretty nail biting. I do find that it's quite tense because I try not to keep up and keep scoring.
Mm-hmm.
But it's enough in the game that, yeah, it's just a very enjoyable, not too complicated, medium weight, hand management, settee collection-y.
Deck building.
Order income management.
Yes. Resource management.
I very rarely sell clothing. Maybe once if I've not managed my income. Generally, I find that I'm getting the cash in the way I need it to, you know, to get, and then maybe I might sell one. Everything else, I'm making gowns to influence.
You know what happens? Well, so I'll tell you what happens to me is that Katie's usually in the first position. So she manages to get the best staff members. So she's always got more cards in her hand so she could take more actions. And that's it. Then you lose.
You do need to grab those gold. If you can grab a gold.
You do.
Assistant or a master, because those also, there are certain spaces in the halls, and there's five halls I've just checked plus the balcony.
Okay.
And you, certain spaces, if you do design a dress and it's worn and it was actually threaded and built or constructed using a master golden worker, then there are extra special spaces in the middle of the board.
Right.
So there's even like, if you can get the engine that you've got three gold workers in your hands, yeah, you're pretty much opening yourselves up for every space on the board. Yeah, it's a delightful
it really game. Is so you've got this beautiful game, this huge board. It's Eagle Griffin, and it's Ian O'Toole, so a testament to his art design.
Oh yeah, good point.
Right, because it looks like a Lacerda game, but it was not designed by Lacerda, but the artwork is Ian O'Toole, who works with Lacerda. You get it.
Yeah.
You know what we haven't talked about? The bags.
Oh, yeah, because they're embroidered.
Yes.
I'm going to say letters on the front now. I can't remember what they say.
It says Rococo.
Really? Yes, it does.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good.
The production quality is typical Eagle Griffin games. It's just, yeah, there's two bags. One is got for the jewelry, isn't it? And one is for drawing.
One is for the gowns.
The gowns, that's right.
The other one's for the fabric, which goes in the drawers.
Yeah, yeah.
And the third one is for the jewelry that goes with the gowns. Yeah. No, it's a superior design. Insert is well thought out. Game pieces. It's just a good game.
Yeah.
And it's worth playing. And I'm really glad we had the opportunity to talk about it.
And I'm trying to think what other games are like it. Theme-wise, the closest theme by about 200 years is Obsession. There, I mentioned it, so I got that in. And then, I can't think of many other games in that period. So I'm gonna have to.
That's Louis the 15th in France. So, you know, what time period is that? I don't know, but I'm not gonna waste too much time looking. But yeah,
I think game wise, it's about $100-$120.
Yeah.
So it's not a cheap one. But if you are looking for something it's lovely. Absolutely delightful game that just works, simple to teach.
Yes.
I think it keeps everyone's engaged throughout the game. It's pretty fast plays as well. There's not much.
I'm reading downtime. It right now. It is seven rounds. So that timer and you're done. So it's not going to be, you're not going to be slugging it out over 3-4 hours, you know? Yeah.
And it plays 1 to 5.
Which is great.
Yeah, generally it's not. Yeah, 1 to 4 looks like it's pretty much on the money. 5, I could imagine, could start to drag a little bit.
I could definitely see that, definitely. I think 3 to 4 is a sweet spot. But, I mean, I've had great fun at 2, you know. And it sounds like you've enjoyed it at 2 players as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So I'm gonna now need to try somebody to try it with 3. But that is Rococo.
Rococo.
Rococo Deluxe Edition. Make dresses for the prestigious ball while managing your deck of employees. What more That's fun it. Could you have? With that, we shall check out on this Super Sprint episode. See you all soon.
Thanks everyone for listening. Please subscribe, and as always, we love to hear your thoughts and ideas, so make sure to leave those in the comments. And don't forget, you can also chat with us both on Instagram at Meeple to Meeple.